Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Anything about walls tends to stir up a lot of emotions and controversy. So when I get asked these questions about wolf hunting, wolf management, I kind of worry about getting everybody mad at me. So the way I address these questions is I'm trying to be as objective as possible. And the way I do that is I look to the scientific literature. So the question here is, do larger wolf packs kill more prey? There was a study done in Yellowstone to look at this exact question. What they found was, is that the most efficient wolf pack size in killing elk. So by efficiency, what they meant was, how often did a wolf pack kill an elk for every attempt to kill an elk? And what they found was, is the most lethal pack size, the most efficient at killing elk, was a pack size of 4 wolves. Larger wolf packs were quite efficient at finding elk, at pursuing elk, selecting an elk, and trying to kill it. But the most efficient pack size to actually bring the elk down was a pack size of 4. It doesn't seem to make sense. More wolves should be able to bring down more elk faster. One of the reasons this wasn't happening in Yellowstone is that the researchers said it was due to this phenomenon called the withholding effect. Once the wolf pack got above 4, more and more wolves started to withhold or withdraw their services from the actual killing and bringing down of the elk. They would pursue and run along, but they wouldn't actually get in there and get the job done. They were withholding their efforts. The scientists actually gave them this funny name called freeloaders, which made me think that wolf packs are a lot like groups of humans, where a few people can efficiently get the job done and a lot more stand around and watch and cheer and give advice. This phenomenon of the most efficient killing pack size of 4 to 5 animals has actually been reported across the animal kingdom, from insects to lions. So the logical question that flows from this is, why do wolves form larger packs rather than a whole bunch of small ones on the landscape? I don't have really good evidence to support this. So these are some assumptions and some speculation and hypothesis on my part. So first of all, wolves are social animals. So I think they live by the mantra of the more the merrier. Also, when I look at the reported territory sizes of wolf packs being upwards of 2,500 square kilometers in northern North America, down to like 150 square kilometers in the lower parts of North America, there's got to be a cost of defending a territory. The second leading cause of wolf mortality is wolf-on-wolf violence. So it may be an evolutionary advantage to have large territories and larger pack sizes to simply avoid wolf-on-wolf violence. I'm also speculating, but there may be advantages for wolves after the kill to have a slightly larger wolf pack to defend that kill. And there may be some sort of mechanism, there's a trade-off between this optimum pack size for killing efficiency and optimum pack size for defending a kill or defending a territory, which is why I've seen reports that said the average wolf pack size is between 6 and 7 wolves. So doesn't this mean that a wolf pack would need to kill more often to feed more mouths? If the most efficient killing size is a pack of 4 and there's 10, then don't those 4 wolves just have to kill more frequently to feed the other 6 wolves? So what I've seen in the science is that a wolf pack of 4, when they kill a moose, they have 3 times the amount of food that they need to sustain their field metabolic rates. Once that wolf pack grows to like 6 to 9, if they're in an environment where the density of prey is lower, that wolf pack doesn't actually get enough. In wolves, nature tends to balance out that system by starvation of pups. And that's why I see biologists and game managers are a little bit cautious to this idea of predator management simply by dabbling in a bit of hunting and a bit of trapping. Killing a wolf here or a wolf there, onesies and twosies is the saying that I've heard, may actually increase the killing efficiency of the pack, which is why when there are government-led wolf calls, that the objective is like 80 to 90% removal of the pack. And when it comes to predator management of controlling wolves and their impacts on ungulates, I'm always an advocate for a science-based approach to wolf management. Wolf populations and wolf dynamics and prey densities are different all over North America. So to me, there's opportunities for wolf hunting, for hunting opportunity, and there's opportunities to set objectives at the pack levels to use hunting as a wolf management tool.